Let's get this thing started. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad in the spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree, husband of almost 18 years, father of four. And we're on episode 6. I'm kind of speechless. And the reason I'm speechless is because considering all the things that I've been going through, episode 6 may seem like a very small number, but man, I couldn't envision episode 6 from episode 1. And to give a quick recap of the purpose of this podcast and even the season that I'm in, the purpose of this podcast is to have a dialogue, kind of educate and bring to light the weight and the responsibility of men who are leading their households. I don't know why that did what it did. That was cool. I don't know. All right. I know this is also audio, but who's ever watching on Facebook and YouTube, I didn't plan that. That was crazy. But anyway, I think a lot of men who have the role and responsibility of leading a household, you don't really hear much about their roles and what they go through and what it takes for them to lead a household. And so I wanted to create a podcast that gives an audience, you know, that space, as well as the listeners who are not in that position, a little bit more clarity and understanding of what men go through who leave households. So that's essentially the purpose of this podcast. I had the idea for quite a while, and you know, when you're thinking of doing something, you just kind of like sometimes overplan. You do certain things like, oh man, I got to make sure the logo's right. I got to make sure the format's right. Oh, I don't have the equipment and blah, 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 blah. And you kind of overthink yourself into either starting late or never starting. And so it got to a point where I was like, all right, I need to start this podcast. And so when I had originally scheduled to do the podcast, I had like a legit reason why I couldn't start it, because it was originally supposed to start on December 4th. But once I figured out the issue that happened, I was like, all right, I'm releasing this on my birthday. Now, when I came up with that release date, like I kind of knew, but I didn't think it would be as bad. But by the time the release date happened, which was on December 18th, my birthday, all hell was starting to break loose in my personal life. And in a sense, it's all tied in together. So I was like, well, instead of me trying to get myself together and then start the podcast, let me bring everybody on my journey. And I'm realizing it's going to be a journey anyway, as long as this podcast exists, because there's going to be peaks and valleys. I'm going to go through things, and I want to be transparent to you guys. So to give a quick summary, I had a nervous breakdown the day after Christmas in front of my family, and kind of just really confessed that, hey, I am not mentally well right now. I'm mentally exhausted. I had contemplated suicide. I didn't make out any strenuous plans or anything like that, but the fact that the thought creeped back in my mind. It was kind of like, all right, this is serious. And so I need to go ahead and make sure that I'm telling people that I'm getting the proper help that I need, so on and so forth. So finally found a therapist. It took a while too, because a lot of people need help and they are utilizing these counselors and therapy sessions. And so they're booked up. But I was able to find my therapist and we were able to schedule my appointment last Monday when episode 5 came out. And I want to give somewhat of a recap. Obviously, and I'm not going to go into in-depth things that we talk about. Never want to do that. I'm all for being transparent, but there's just certain things that I'm just not going to disclose, if that makes sense. Anywho, the therapy session went well. I felt so relieved. First of all, I guess in my mind, I had this idea of what a therapy session was going to be, because you see it on TV sometimes where you're sitting on the couch or you lay back on the couch with your hands behind your head. It's like, yeah, it all started when I was 12. Like, it wasn't like that. And I went in there just not really knowing what to expect. So when I first got to the therapy session, I had to fill out a lot of papers and a lot of assessment forms, which felt like I was signing up for a mortgage. It was a lot of papers, but necessary. And I get it. And I think, especially with the assessment forms, it kind of gave them a heads up of, okay, where is he really? Because sometimes you can't fully explain yourself, but assessment forms, I think, kind of cuts to the chase a bit. So after filling that out, I met with my therapist for about an hour. And I really didn't know how it was going to go, because I'm thinking, okay, they're going to ask, okay, so what's wrong? And then sit back, and I'm sitting there fumbling for my words because I can't properly articulate what's wrong. But it wasn't like that. They had a series of questions that just really helped me communicate what was going on. And it was just, the questioning was so good. And I was like, And then in the midst of me talking, like, for me, I'm not much of a talker, which it's funny because I got a podcast. But for those who know me, I'm not much of a talker. And so when I do talk, by the time I'm talking, I have filtered all of my words internally. So when I say something, I don't want to be interrupted. And I don't, I want mainly undivided attention. And I kind of get nervous in group settings when talking, because I feel like some folks are there to pretty much wait for me to finish talking so they can talk. They're not listening. They're like, I hear you, but hurry up so I can say my spiel. And so I feel rushed. There's a little anxiety that happens when I talk sometimes. And I'm like, all right. And I thought it was going to be like that, but it really wasn't. Like, they just let me have the floor and just really get my complete thoughts out. And it was good. It was good, man. I was really happy about that. And not only were they lining up their questions right and just giving me great pockets of time to talk and explain myself, but they also gave me advice and words of encouragement. The way they just... It just, it, it was beautiful. And I say they because the first session I had to meet with two people, but the next sessions, which my next one is Thursday, is going to just be one-on-one with my main therapist. And so, it was good. And one of the major things that I took out of it was one simple phrase. It was one simple sentence that was said to me that has been said to me a few times. And every time I heard this phrase, it nearly broke me. Like, oh my gosh. And the phrase was, "You're not a failure. You are not a failure." Hearing that from someone else outside of me in my brain and everything like that, hearing someone say that to me, I didn't realize how much of an effect that it would have on me, but gosh, it broke me, man. Like, now I'm trying to analyze, why do I need to hear that so much? But hearing that, just, it broke me. And I would venture to say it kind of saved my life hearing that. And so I'm realizing more and more that if that is such a strong statement for me to hear it, then somewhere along the line, I am really beating myself up. I am really judging myself too strict. And something I really need to work on. But how does that tie into being the man of the house? A lot of things, because there's a lot of responsibility in that role of being man of the house, being head of the household. So many responsibilities. The weight of the world is on your shoulder. And sometimes you don't have time to celebrate small wins because you're on to the next thing, or you're juggling multiple things at once. And so, in a sense, some may try to be a perfectionist. Like, you may try to want to fix everything or do the right things all the time. And if you fall off for just a little bit, you start to beat yourself up. For me, it gets a little bit more extreme. It's like, what I'm learning about myself is I can do the most incredible thing and people can be like, "Oh, bravo, this is great, man. Wow, you are so dope." And my response to it is, but it could be better. And so it's almost like I wouldn't say I never really appreciate compliments, but the grain of salt that I take those compliments is very, very, very small, because it's kind of like, I could do better. Like, if I hit the jackpot and win $1 million, people around me are going to be like, "Oh, you're a millionaire. Congratulations. Yada, yada, yada." And I'll be like, "Yeah, I could have won too." That's a very toxic place to be in. But that's how my brain has been wired. You know, we had the fortune of building our home in 2020, which, let me tell you, I'm so glad we did it in 2020. When the interest rates was super low. Praise the Lord on that. But anywho, we built our home from the ground up, and we were the first in our family to do so. And so you can imagine a lot of family members are like, wow, you guys made it. Woo, y'all are doing it way big. I remember showing my grandmother a picture of our house before she passed away. And she was like, Greg, God, that's a mansion. And everybody's just like amazed, blown away, saying, yeah, you guys made it. Y'all the big wigs and all that stuff. And honestly, I was kind of like, thank you, but I've seen better. I feel like I can do better. And it's just, it's weird, man. It's a weird place to be in. I know, like, growing up, my mother taught me a very, very valuable lesson. And the lesson is, no matter where you go in life, don't be easily flattered and don't be easily offended. That being easily flattered part, I think I've mastered that to a fault. I'm not easily offended. I'm not. But the easily flattered part, it's almost like I do the opposite. Well, not the opposite, because the opposite would be to be easily flattered. But it's kind of distorted. It's kind of like, man, if I got a 99A on a test, I'm beating myself up because I'm like, what was the one thing I got wrong? Oh, this is, nah, I got to go harder now because I left a point on the plate. So I have to learn, and this is a process that I'm beginning. I have to learn to give myself grace because I can really beat myself up so fast. Just yesterday, just talking to my wife, like, I was beating myself up because all week I'm working and then the weekend is there. And in my mind, I'm like, let me spend time with my family. Let me date my wife. It's been a minute since we went on a date. And even though I'm thinking it and overthinking it, there's no action because I'm still in this weird space that I'm trying to navigate through. But I realized last night, like, man, I wasted a day and really didn't do anything. And I started really beating myself up about it. But that prompted me to, you know, talk to my wife and kind of introduce her to the root of what I've been going through. And I think it was a good conversation, but, you know, it's going to be a journey. It's going to be a journey. And so when I realize that I'm working and I know I'm good at what I do, but then I get underappreciated or underpaid, then it really amplifies that thing about me. That's like, oh no, I definitely either need to work harder or do better or something of the sorts. And so it's kind of like that in other areas of my life. I'm not going to go too in depth right now, but I'm just glad that I'm starting to get to the root of some things, and there's layers, and I'm excited to discover and heal and fix those layers. So all in all, great therapy session. Great therapy session. And I'll continue to give y'all more tidbits of what happens in future therapy sessions as we go along. And I think once, the more you learn about yourself, you can kind of pivot from yourself and kind of get some of the things your kids are going through. I'm not here to say that all of my kids are carbon copies of me, because they're not. They are not. However, there are similarities and things that you find in your kids that if you fix or identify in yourself, you can better parent them. And the reason I say that is because, like my son, for example, my son, he's going to be 17 this year, which is crazy. That's crazy. Okay, the fact that I said that out loud, that's crazy. But yeah, he's getting up there in age, man. And my whole thing is, I'm trying not to panic because, yo, he got a year and a half before he's a legal adult. And then there's just certain things that it's out of my hands at that point. So I want to really capitalize on the year and a half I have before he cross over to adulthood legally. But I noticed with my son some similarities that I have. There's differences, but I'm beginning to understand him a little bit more as I discover myself. Kind of going back to the whole thing of me being hard on myself, beating myself up. I kind of see that in my son. And with him, instead of him trying harder, he just gets stagnant. It becomes overwhelming for him. And so he's constantly being told, hey, you didn't do this right, or hey, this is wrong, or hey, this, that, and the third, you need to fix that. And so what I'm learning is that he's probably taking all this information and he's probably surmising that, man, maybe I am lazy, maybe I am a failure, maybe I can't do this. But instead of him fighting out of it, it's just piling on him. It's like the analogy of someone in the ocean. Like if you're drowning in the ocean, there's certain people who's going to fight to the last breath, flailing their arms, screaming out for help, panicking. But then you have someone who's just in the middle of the ocean and they aren't even attempting. They're just sinking. No movement or anything. It's like, oh, this is life. Sink. And I'm realizing that's how my son responds to a lot of things. And so it's one of those things that I want to help him improve in. The don't quit aspect of things and just being kinder to himself. Because this world ain't gonna be kind to him. So yeah, as I teach myself to be kind to myself, I also have to teach that to my kids, especially my son. And yeah, it's quite interesting. Quite interesting. But anywho, this has been a little bit of an unorthodox episode, because usually I kind of give you a more structured update on how I am, and then I kind of talk about a topic. But my whole thing about this episode was I wanted to at least let you guys know how my first session went. And I have my next session on Thursday. I'm excited. And I'm actually recording this earlier than I normally would. I release these episodes on Monday at 8:30 a.m. And I usually record Sunday night. But this Sunday night is different because, and it's weird because by the time this episode comes out, I would know the result of what happened. But my 49ers, they're playing the Lions in the NFC Championship. The winner gets to go to the Super Bowl. And yeah, here we are again. This is what, the fourth time in 5 years we've been in this championship game, and we've only won one. So hopefully we win another one tonight. But if we don't, I wouldn't say it's going to be okay. Let me not lie to you and be like, oh, it's okay if we lose. No, it's not going to be okay. However, our opponent, I don't hate our opponent. In fact, I'm very happy for our opponent, the Detroit Lions, because prior to them making it to this game and just these playoffs, they haven't been in the playoffs since, what, the early 90s. And they've went through 0-16 seasons, and it's just been, they've been an embarrassment to the NFL for so many years that this year things turned around for them, and they've made it this far. And so it's not like we're playing the Cowboys, who I can't stand, or the Seattle Seahawks, who I can't stand, or, you know, whatever. So I say all of that to say, yeah, if we lose, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'm not going to hate on our opponent, because it would be beautiful for the city of Detroit to experience a Super Bowl, which they've never been to a Super Bowl. So this would be their first appearance. So I get it. I get it. But we should win. But anywho, that's why I'm recording earlier, because I don't want to come on here and we've lost and y'all have to deal with me for a whole episode. Like, welcome to the Man of the House podcast. My name's Jason and I'm your host. I don't want to. You know, one last thing, and I'm going to end this episode. A therapist asked me, he's like, so what do you do for fun? And I think I've told you guys this before. Like, I don't have many things I do for fun, or that I have an escape. Like, I either play puzzle games on my phone or I watch football. And when I said that, I was like, let me ask you a question, therapist guy, sir, person. I don't want to give out names. That's why I'm being awkward with the names. I was like, is that healthy that my happiness is attached to a football team? Because what happens if they lose? Like, I feel like that's not a good thing. Like, I shouldn't be attached to a football team. That shouldn't be my outlet, rather. And so we're probably going to discuss that in the next session, because I just feel like that's so dangerous. Because what if my team sucked? Like, what if my team were... Sorry for this shot in advance, but what if I'm a Cowboys fan? I'm sorry. Or the Eagles. Like, what if I was them? What would my state of mind be like right now? You know? Anywho, but respect to all those teams, by the way. That's just something I'm going to have to navigate through, because I don't want my happiness to be in the hands of others, if that makes sense. And I still need to get back to the gym. That's something I can control. That's something that can bring me happiness. I'm going to get back in the gym, guys. Trust me. Anywho, that is today's episode. And I thought I was going to do a good job at this. I didn't. I was going to try to interweave this in, but golly, man, I'm going to get the hang of it. If you're listening on streaming platforms, thank you for your support. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend about this podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. If you have questions, leave them in the comment section, which I keep saying that I need to check the comment section. Gosh, I'm going to get good at this, I promise. If you're watching on Facebook, continue to support us, share, like the Tyree family page. Matter of fact, let me put the streaming thing up. Where is it? I am over time, but I need to do that. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at the Tyree Fam. Ta-da! Anywho, thank you guys for tuning in, lending me your ear, and I hope you guys have a great week. I holla. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad in his boss. I could break about all the cash in the count, but none of that amounts to the fact that you